to a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. King of my life, I crown thee now, thy shall thy glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony. I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony.
Lest I forget thy love for me.
Lead me to Calvary. Lead me to Calvary. Lead me to Calvary. Lead me to Calvary.
Eternally grateful, amen, to be in the midst of God's people once more and again. We give all best regards and honor to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who, in my opinion, is no stranger here in this house. To all of the Antiochers here on this corner, we thank God for all of you. To Minister Weston and these ministers of music, and to the pastor of his absence, and to my wife and little girls, we do greet you in the name that matters, the matchless name, the most divine, sweet, wonderful name, the name of Jesus the Christ. It is a good day to be found once more and again in God's house. Don't you understand that somebody wish they could have got the privilege that you got this morning? But since you are alive and well enough, that's enough to let God know how much you really appreciate him. Amen. I'm not going to bore you long on this morning. I do encourage all of us to keep Pastor Stanley Mathis. Well, in all of our prayers. I did speak with him multiple times on this week. He's, well, what he tell me, he's doing a little better, but I don't know. You know how he is. But I believe he's doing better, and we're going to continue to pray for the Lord's strength to continue to dwell in the midst of his body. Amen. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter number 5. We'll start verse number 4. Once more, the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 5, starting at verse number 4. And when you get there, let us say amen together to the declaration of God's holy word. Amen. The good news says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your net for a catch. Simon answered, saying unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Do me a favor, if you will, just tell your neighbor, just repeat these words after me the best way you can in your voice of victory on today. Neighbor, when your best isn't good enough. Amen. When your best isn't good enough. When your best isn't good enough. Brothers and sisters, here we are in the book of Luke, which is the third gospel of Jesus Christ within the Holy Bible. It is this book that was written by none other than Luke. Luke, who was known to be an evangelist by trade, it was written by Luke, who was also he was a physician by trade, but he was also an evangelist. It was Luke, believe it or not, he was born in an area called Antioch. It was Luke who he believed in good sound travel. It was Luke who did become a follower of Jesus Christ after the death of Christ. That's when he really became a believer and a follower of the gospel. It was Luke who decided to leave his job to follow the apostle Paul. And there, not only did he follow Paul the apostle, but Luke, he had many other opportunities to speak with many of the other apostles that were around. And not only did he get a chance to fellowship with other apostles, but it was Luke who had the nerve enough to, talk to all the people who witnessed the great moments in the wonderful historical life of Jesus Christ. So it is now in this book. It gives the story that goes beyond the resurrection. It is in the book of Luke where it explains the birth and the growth of the early church. And right here in between chapters 4 and 6 in the book of Luke, you can see that many disciples were called into ministry. And here we are now in the book of Luke, chapter number 5, verse number 4. Jesus had just finished teaching class. Jesus had just finished teaching from the boat of Simon on the Sea of Galilee to a multitude of people that have pressed their way towards his location to simply hear the word of God. And I do want to tell you, whenever you hear God's word and whenever you hear of God's word being proclaimed, there is no other alternative but to go and hear what thus says the Lord. Watch this. Jesus had just finished teaching. And so now, after he done his job by teaching, now he decided that he really wanted to do something for Simon, since he used something of Simon. He turned Simon's boat into his pulpit. He used Simon's possession for his personal gain. Church, it's not, and I just have to put a pin right here. Church, guess what? It's not bad to yield your property and your possessions to the Savior. You know how folk like to hold on to everything. You know, and I've learned this, and sometimes when you let God get in the midst and get in your business and get all in your stuff, and the stuff that really is really doing you no good but just sitting there, but when you let God be God on his own, he will turn that stuff that is in your midst that you're not doing anything with, he will use your possessions to simply become your reward, only if you learn how to yield to what God is trying to do. Oh, Jesus. See, watch this. Sometimes this is one of the most problems with people, okay? A lot of people don't want to let go of self. Hello, somebody. Good morning, y'all. We don't want to let go of self. In other words, we want to do everything our way. It's up to us. We don't want to take heed of no advice. We don't want to hear of no word. We don't want folk telling us something that will help us. We don't want to let go of self. But I thought, and I had a moment with my father in ministry, Pastor Booz, this morning, because before I went to go see Brother Weston, I just stood there staring at his picture for the longest, staring at his picture, just looking at him, just gazing upon Pastor Booz and just thinking of all the things he's done for me. And I can remember when he was sitting up here and he used to always sing a song every once in a while. He was saying, "Lord, I am willing. I am willing, Lord. Use me in your service, for I am willing to go all the way." Listen, Simon. Come here, Simon. However, see, watch this. Simon, even though he was in a wonderful position, but Simon could not give anything to Jesus without Jesus giving more back to him first. Brothers and sisters, the bottom line is you can't make it without him. You see, when your best is not good enough, I feel
good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Okay. Can't find nothing better. I need you forever and ever.
When you come around my way, you always brighten up my day. I knew you were something I should hold on to. It don't matter what people say, don't matter. Say the things you do for me. Don't say nothing.